So it is Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Korgel, and today I'm joined with Megan Miller, PR Chair for the 2018 Central Florida Walk to End Lupus Now. Thank you so much for calling in and joining me today.
No, thank you, Susan.
So first and foremost, tell us a little bit about the Lupus Foundation.
Well, the Lupus Foundation of America, it covers the entire country, and this is going to cover just the Florida chapter. But the foundation as a whole focuses on education and support, research, and advocacy and awareness for the disease that is lupus. And it's a disease that very little is known about by most Americans at this time. Among Americans, there's about 1.5 million people in the country that have it, and 100,000 of those Floridians. And 72% of the highest at-risk group have never even heard of lupus. And these are people that are 18 to 34 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay. So for the people that are not familiar with what lupus is, can you explain it to us?
It's an autoimmune disease. So that means that your immune system is basically fighting itself. It thinks everything good in your body is bad. With lupus, it can affect almost any part of your body. The most common ones are the skin, the joints, and the kidneys and the inner organs. Common symptoms, joint pain and skin rashes are the two biggest, and then fatigue, and you could be in bed for weeks at a time. It's almost like, I like to compare it to a really bad flu that just feels like it's never going to go away.
Oh, wow. So have you had lupus? Do you have lupus?
I do have it. I do. I'm 32 now, and I was actually diagnosed when I was 24 years old. I kind of lucked out for the first few years of being sick. I didn't really know I was sick. I had it easy. It is a disease of remissions. So you have flares and you have remissions. So you could honestly be diagnosed and go your whole life and not know you have it. I actually moved to Orlando to go to UCF for grad school and got sick my last semester of grad school. And I've been constantly sick for the last 4 years, but that's kind of why I got involved with the Lupus Foundation, because it's a group of people who are out there, and at the very least, they're trying to create awareness for this disease. And I can say in the last 4 years, I've definitely seen more awareness, especially in Orlando.
Right. Now, obviously, this is how you became involved with the Lupus Foundation, I would assume. Did you end up finishing grad school?
I did. I actually finished that semester, which was amazing. And I've went on, and I've obviously still lived in Orlando the last 4 years. I've been able to hold a job, and I hold a second part-time job. I live on my own, take care of myself. It's not an easy task, but I pull it off.
Okay. It seems like you can. I'm not so sure about statistics and things like that. Is lupus something that is terminal?
No, not technically. A lot of times, and I'm not speaking as a doctor, obviously, mm-hmm. But in most cases, it's serious health effects that, like side effects that cause anything terminal or fatal. A lot of times it could be an infection. I myself actually had a severe infection a few years ago you just become more susceptible because of the lupus. Mm-hmm. There are many people who have died from the disease or from side effects from the disease, but as the years have gone on and medical technology has become what it has become, it's not a death sentence.
Okay. So is there a specific treatment or medications that you have to take daily for it?
There is a almost laundry list of medications. I would say from everyone I've met, no one person is on the exact same regimen.
Wow.
Some people, I know a lot of people heard about Selena Gomez within the last year. I know that she had to go through chemo and she had to have a kidney transplant. I just take a couple medications daily that aren't anything horrible. Some people take steroids. Some people do actual chemo. Some people take what's like a chemo pill. I don't even want to go through and try and name all the different medications.
Right.
But yeah, there's really no one treatment. It's really just your case and whatever's going to help yours. With mine, I've been lucky and I haven't had any kind of kidney involvement or major organ involvement, so that's not something that I have to worry about at the moment. But I do have some friends who have had kidney transplants or who have almost had kidney failures, and they have to do medications for that. So it's depending on the person.
Okay, that would make sense. Now, because you mentioned the chemo aspect of it all, is this a type of cancer at all, or no, it's not?
No, it is not cancer. And actually, that is the most commonly asked question that mm-hmm. I have received. I think a lot goes back to being in the news, people hearing about chemo being used, and automatically people go to cancer. They just use the chemo for the same thing with the cancer as a kind of the immunosuppressant.
Okay. Okay, I see. Now, how going back in touch with the foundation, how has the foundation helped you in your life?
It's really given me a place to connect and meet with other people. I want to say when I first was sick, I was kind of standoffish and, you know, you kind of live in denial. And I didn't want to surround myself with other quote-unquote sick people. But it's given me a place where I've met people that understand what I'm going through, especially with a disease that is so out there that people don't know a lot about. I've met the fantastic people that actually work for the foundation here. They're based down in Boynton Beach. They don't necessarily suffer from the disease, but they spend so much of their time researching and understanding what's going on with it that they're as much of a support system for me as my own family. And then the other amazing women that I've met through the I've learned so much about strength and strength in myself and strength in other people.
That's incredible. And then you just decided to start talking and doing things on behalf of it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm considered a millennial. So I live on social media. So I kind of started my own campaign at one point of just being very vocal. I want to say it was around the time of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Okay.
And I saw kind of how that, you know, spread across everyone. So I was like, you know what? I don't care if even one person's listening. Like, I'm just going to start talking about it, because you start talking about it and somebody asks you a question and then another person asks you a question. And it's kind of become a thing for me. Like, I go on my social media and I post when I'm having a bad day. I post when I'm having a good day. And I've met a lot of other people on there that either I've known at some point in my life or strangers I've never met. I actually grew up near Boston, so a lot of people that I went to high school with that reach out to me that have some other kind of autoimmune disease. And they are really inspired by seeing me write about mine, and it kind of helps them come to terms with theirs.
Definitely, I can see that. It's very admirable that you will just wake up and just post exactly how you feel, and then people can just come and relate whether they know you or not. And social media can be used for bad and it can be used for good. But when it comes to things, for example, like you said, the bucket challenge, like, there's no better way than to spread word of mouth, you know, going this way, that way, that way, this way. We are, like, millennial or not, we don't just have TV and radio anymore. We have this other outlet, and as long as we can use it for the good, like you're doing, it's making people aware of a lot of things and making sure that they don't feel alone, you know?
100%. And I think it helped me at some point know that I'm not alone either. I kind of started, when I got sick during grad school, I would Google blogs for a while, because it made me feel like I could read people's stories without having to share mine. And I just became so impressed by others sharing their stories that I was like, I feel like I owe it to the disease and to other people that suffer from it to share my story, because otherwise it's just going to keep being something that people don't know about.
And for example, you were diagnosed when you said 24, right?
Originally, yes.
Okay. And there are kids younger, I'm sure, that are getting diagnosed, right? What is the age range? Is there a specific range or no?
I mean, obviously anyone can be diagnosed. Is the typical age of diagnosis. And they say with the highest concentration being women of childbearing age.
Okay.
But
okay.
I have met a couple people in my time being sick that were diagnosed when they were like 8 or 12.
Wow. Yeah. So if kids are even now getting, you know, diagnosed and they see that there's people out there like you who are willing to talk about your days and what you're going through and this and that, it definitely puts a sense of hope, you know, in them when they are having those bad days.
Yeah. And I even had a classmate from high school who got diagnosed with colorectal cancer. And she reached out to me saying that I inspired her based on my post about my lupus. And that was just astounding to me because I don't know how I could inspire her, but
no, I mean, there's plenty of other organizations I actually speak to, and then I'll go, like, in the middle of the interview, I will go ahead and share my story, and people are like, wow, I can't believe you shared that. I'm like, yeah, but you know, these are things that can happen to anybody, and we need people to know out there that it won't just happen to somebody that's out on the streets. It could happen to anybody, either a lawyer, doctor, somebody that's a public figure like me, and where are those voices that people need to be able to listen to? And you are so brave for even doing that. So I mean, I applaud you wholeheartedly.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, we're here, we're talking about something really special that's coming up, and that's going to be the 2018 Central Florida Walk to End Lupus Now. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's the third annual Central Florida Walk. We started it down in Lake Eola in 2016, and it was amazing to me the first time we did it, because purple is the standard color for lupus, and you just got down there, and for anyone that's been to Lake Eola, we start over on the farmer's market side over by the World of Beer, and you walk around that lake, and you got to the point where you got halfway around over near, right before the band shell, and you looked back, and the entire lake was surrounded by purple, and it was so amazing to see that many people out to support. So we come out there, we have a bit of a wellness fair. There's just, you know, of course, we have a couple stands set up that with education materials about lupus. And then there's some other kinds of just like, we have Orange Theory come out, a couple other, and we have like a research company coming out. UCF Health is coming out. My Journey Juices Yoga Wellness is coming out. It just, things, different things that might help you with your journey with lupus or maybe another disease. And then the walk is just that 1 mile walk around Lake Eola. Many people with lupus can't walk very far, if at all. So, you know, we try to keep it just kind of small and kind of for awareness purposes. And if you don't want to walk the whole thing, you don't have to. You can turn around and come back. You don't have to walk at all. You can stay at the front and cheer people on when they come back. It's just, it's an amazing time for people to come out and, you know, support one another and lean on one another. And being in such a centralized location, we have just people that live in downtown Orlando that'll show up just because there's something going on, and then they're able to learn about it as well.
Okay, so it's going to be next Saturday. What time does it start?
Check-in and registration will be at 4 p.m., and then the walk itself will start at 5. We do suggest that if you want to come out, you register online at walktoendlupusnowfl.com, just to kind of keep the lines down when you get there. There is no registration fee, but if you do raise at least $100, you will get a shirt for being there.
Oh, that's awesome. So you don't have to pay any certain fee, but if you raise a certain amount, you get something in return.
Yes.
That's pretty
cool. And then there are, of course, from that point on, there's other levels of fundraising that you get other incentive prizes, but as far as just signing up, there's no registration fee and there's no minimum.
Okay, great. So regardless of whether you raise any money or not, you can just go on the site, register to hold your spot, right?
Yeah, just so that they kind of have a head count of who's going to be there, kind of be prepared. You know, you don't want an extra 3,000 people showing up and not knowing they're going to be there.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, and, you know, and if you want to raise money, you have that site at that point that you are able to.
Okay. Is it a family event? Is all ages? Are pets welcome? How does that go?
Yeah, all of the above. It is just regular Lake Eola, so it's not like the lake will be closed off. So there's people there that aren't involved in the walk. So pets are definitely encouraged to come. You know, they have the playground there, so kids are encouraged. We will have a DJ, and there's usually some dancing going on. And this year, we do have the Orlando Magic dancers coming out.
Oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that Lake Eola is a fantastic spot to host anything, and I know there's a bunch of like little eateries around there, but are you guys going to have maybe any food trucks or anything going on?
Yep. Aside from our wellness fair, we will have a couple food trucks going.
Okay.
And then we'll have some raffles, and we have some amazing gift baskets that have been put together for this year's raffle and a kid zone for the kids to play.
Oh, okay. No. So tell me a little bit about the gift baskets.
We usually have some, theme park tickets, movie passes, sporting event tickets, gift cards for restaurants, everything that's local in the area.
Okay.
And then our biggest sponsors are Horizon Pharma, OUC, and Geico Cares.
Okay, awesome. So in order to be entered into the raffle, is it just per your registration, or are there tickets you have to buy, or how does that work?
No, it's that you get there and you buy the tickets and you put the tickets in whatever raffle items you wanna win. So it's usually, I think it's about, I don't know how much it's going to be this year, but it's, you get so many tickets for however many, and then there's bonus tickets.
Okay, cool. Have you guys been in need of any volunteers? Do you take volunteers?
Yeah, we definitely do take volunteers. If you actually go on that Walk to End Lupus Now, FL.com, you can sign up on there to be a volunteer as well, and someone will reach out to you.
Okay, perfect. So have you been going to this walk since it started?
I have. I went the first year just kind of on a whim because, like, it was new. And then last year I was one of the top fundraisers, and that was the point that I realized that I wanted to kind of get involved with it. And I joined the walk committee, and that's how I'm the PR chair today. It just makes me feel like I'm actually doing my part for awareness in order to be involved in it.
Have you made a lot of friends while going?
I have. I've met a lot of people, and I can say I've definitely made some friends. And I've, like I said before, I've made friends that know what I'm going through and I know what they're going through. And it makes you just not feel so alone.
That's great. So let's go ahead and touch back on the walk. It's going to be next Saturday, April 28th. And what time again?
Check-in and registration will start at 4, and the walk itself will start at 5.
Okay. All right, perfect. And how long does it last, do you know, roughly?
It's usually about an hour, hour and a half. Like I said, it's just that 1 mile walk around the lake. So mm-hmm. However that long that takes you. Usually the walk itself doesn't kick off till about 5:15, 5:30, because they'll do an opening ceremony and everything beforehand. So it's usually about an hour or so, because you have to wait for people to kind of make their way around.
Okay. Wonderful. And if people can't make it, or if they do make it, so let's pick one of those. If people do make it, and if they want to make donations to the foundation, can they do that at the walk?
Yeah, absolutely. They will accept cash or check and credit cards at the walk. And even if you want to go and you want to fundraise, but I know there's only a week left at this point, you have until May 28th to actually fundraise on your walk site.
Oh, cool. All right. So if people can't make it, what would be the website where they can go online to find all the information and donate there?
They can still go to that Walk to End Lupus Now, FL.com.
Okay.
And that'll have all the information you need. And you can also follow the Lupus Foundation on Instagram and Twitter at LupusFL, or on Facebook at the Lupus Foundation of America, Florida.
Sweet. All right. So we'll go ahead and put that in there too. I'm going to write up a blog and send it out. Well, Megan, thank you again. We're going to go ahead and spread the word. We're going to pack Lake Eola up. Hopefully we'll raise as much awareness as we possibly can. And thank you for calling me today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.